B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, fired up to go to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to the DMV. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app. Joining us right now is Chad Ryder from NFL.com. Does a ton of research on the draft and then analysis. And Chad, I've been really enjoying these series on the rookies from the preseason. How you doing, dude?
Doing great. I'm excited. We've got some games going on here. It's a long summer.
Dude, who are you telling, man? Obviously, yeah. You know, the interest in Washington particularly is about the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I know from the Miami game this past weekend, you gave him a B-plus grade. Tell us what you saw from Jaden that you liked the other night.
Well, you know, I think they showcased his arm a little bit to show teams that he can throw outside the numbers, and that was very clear. He did that often and pretty well the other night. There's a couple of throws he made in great spots, placed the ball really well. One in particular, Terry McLaurin was able to turn and get upfield pretty quickly outside his man. And if he can make throws like that, it's been pretty fantastic. And, you know, he's a rookie. There are things clean up, and they didn't challenge downfield very much. But, you know, that's what you do when a guy is first starting out, right? He's efficient with the offense. Just have him make good decisions, and the other stuff will come later. Plus, you don't want to show too much of your offense either. But, yeah, I really liked he's got a command. He played a lot of football in college, and you could tell he's very familiar, with the speed. He's already kind of catching up with the speed of the game, and once some other stuff comes into place, he's doing pretty good.
When you look at this time of the year, Chad, do you think it's more important for the guy to show, like you said, a command of the offense, or let's throw it down the field and just show what we got? In that situation, sometimes you don't allow him to really show a command if he's going to drop back and just let it fly.
Yeah, I agree, and I think depending on, I haven't seen if they're going to plan on playing him next week or not. But
they haven't said. Doesn't seem like it.
So hopefully, you know, if they give him a couple opportunities, maybe next week. Obviously, in practice, they're giving him that chance. He's got plenty of arm. It's not as well, they're hiding anything with this guy. So you just let him get out there, take the snaps, run the offense, get used to, hearing the verbiage in a live situation and see how he handles a little pressure. And, obviously offenses are vanilla and, defenses are maybe French vanilla, but not much better. And so he's going to have to face a little more pressure. He's going to have to show he can move within the pocket, which he got better at the end of the year at LSU. So he's got some stuff to show yet, but, plenty of good things to that you've seen out of him. And I love when they do like a pop pass. That's like, I coached a little bit football in high school football, and you just love that pop pass over the middle of the tight. You gotta love it. And I saw that, and I was so happy to see him get rid of the ball quickly in that situation. And others, he can get the ball out pretty quickly, even though it's got long arms and stuff like that. The release is nice. Again, mostly put the ball on the money, and it was a nice day for him.
I agree with you. Talking with Chad Ryder here from NFL.com. You can follow his work at Chad_Reuter. Chad, I got to ask you, how many different ways have people mispronounced your last name?
All of them. But, it doesn't really matter. You can, call me Fred for all I care. I just like talking football, and it is what it is.
So outside of Jaden, have any of the other Commanders rookies kind of stood out for you? Senate?
Sam Ristill,
yeah, I mean, he's been great.
Yeah, I wrote up Sinnott in my first, I think on week one. It's only been 2 weeks, but it seems like a month since I've started doing this stuff. Yeah, I wrote up Ben. I love Ben coming out. I thought he was a marginal late first round guy. So wow. I thought he's going to be fantastic. He's going to be a fantastic pro. So I really thought he looked good. Sandstrill is just a, tiny guy, plays much bigger than that, and was just a heck of a football player. You play him inside, outside, You can put him at free safety if you really want to. He can play him all over the place. So I thought they did a great job in the draft this year, and you're starting to see some of that pay off already.
Yeah, I sat and I talked with his parents the other night, and they talked about, you know, you start hearing about how a guy was his whole time playing football, and he just seems to have the part. He's much faster than people think, and he's strong as hell.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was watching another rookie receiver, Jalen Polk, from the Patriots, and you know, he was facing guys that were 170 pounds and he couldn't break tackles from them. And that's what you face in the NFL, right? These guys don't stick around in the NFL at 175, 180 pounds unless they have the physicality to get the job done. So Sanistro's just one of those guys. And it's been fantastic to see him, you know, during his Michigan career, transfer over from receiver into cornerback and just, you know, make that transition beautifully.
What about, let's zoom out from just Washington and kind of go around the league. What are some of the rookies that have impressed you most that you think can really hit the ground running? I mean, hell, let's start. Jaden went 2, Caleb went 1. What have you thought of Caleb?
Yeah, Caleb's looked good so far. No real surprise. You know, he's a playmaker, and playmakers, even like Patrick Mahomes, will leave the pocket a little earlier maybe than they should, because they're so used to getting out and making plays. And Caleb will probably do some of that this year. And you know, there'll be some rough spots, as any rookie has. But when he gets out of the pocket, he can just make all kinds of throws. And it's going to be a lot of fun for Bears fans to maybe see a quarterback that can actually last more than, you know, 2 or 3 years as a starter and really help it, you know, that team kind of make their way up into playoff contention. If not this year, then maybe next. And they've surrounded them with really good receiver talent. I mean, that's something that a lot of rookie quarterbacks just don't get. It reminds me kind of of Justin Herbert when he came with the Chargers. You know, he had a lot of guys around him, and he looked really good as a rookie because of that. So Caleb is you know, at least 3/4 of the way there already.
What about this rookie wideout class? You got Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers in New York, Roma Dunze.
Yeah.
Was it Ricky Pearsall that you really like? I'm trying to remember.
Ricky Pearsall's an injury right now, but because of that, Jacob Cowing, who's come out of Arizona, it was a 4th-round pick this year. But honestly, the 49ers got a gem in the 4th round with that guy.
What's
and
a
not
good
the
name?
Biggest Jacob Cowing.
Okay.
He's gonna be a slot receiver, but he played a lot outside. He was a punt returner for him. He's one of these 4th-round picks that not very many people have heard of. He started his career at UTEP. And of course you're not gonna get a lot of headlines at UTEP. And then he went to Arizona and played really well. A little bit under the radar guy. But with Ayuk maybe gone, Juwan Jennings injured, Jacob Cowing might be a name you get to hear a lot this year because he's really a fantastic player. And Pearsall, again, also had the injury. So he's in Odunze and Nabers I wrote up, and they've played very well in the part I saw. I wrote up Brian Thomas in week 1, too. He looks like he can make some plays for him. Xavier Worthy, I think, is going to be a perfect fit in Kansas City. I predicted they would trade up for him like 3 months before the draft because
wow,
it just made too much sense. So like, there's a lot of guys in this class that are going to make their names, and guys like Culling that people don't even know of are going to as well.
Well, I think especially for receivers, the situation you go into matters so much.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid Cowan you're talking about is going to a Niners team that's loaded with McCaffrey and Debo and Kittle. All of a sudden it's a hell of a lot easier to get open.
Yeah, and again, it a lot oftentimes takes some injuries to veterans for some of these rookies to kind of get these opportunities, and that's unfortunate, but it's just kind of the way the game is. But yeah, situation is important for all rookies, really. It helps some in terms of maybe if the team isn't as deep at a certain position, it helps them get on the field. But then in the long term, some of these guys that go to better teams can really learn and work their way into the lineup when they're more ready to go. So it really can kind of cut both ways.
Hey, man, thanks very much for the time. I
appreciate
really appreciate it. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. Chad Ryder, Follow him at Chad_RUTER.